As a society, we are embarrassed by love. We treat it as if it were an obscenity. We reluctantly admit to it. Even saying the word makes us stumble and blush. Love is the most important thing in our lives, a passion for which we would fight or die. And yet, we're reluctant to linger over its names. Without a supple vocabulary, we can't even talk or think about it directly. Diane Ackerman. I took some time one day during sixth period to ask some of the students at Rudsdale what love means to them.
You know what's happening. We up in Rudsdale.
We up in Rudsdale.
What do you think is love?
Love?
Yeah, love.
That's when somebody care about you and they willing to do whatever for you and they willing to accept all of your flaws, your ups and your downs, and they'll argue with you but still be with you. End of the day.
Love is like a commitment to somebody, like in a relationship between a guy and a girl, or girl or guy, whatever.
Love is trust.
Love is hate.
Love? I don't know, man. What is love? I've never been in love.
A four-letter word.
When two people care about each other.
Love is an emotion that you share with someone.
Love is not just a feeling. I feel that love is that what you do for others. For like your parents, for your elders, you know. When you help them out, do something. You know, love is not just a feeling, it's something you do.
I don't know, it's a feeling. It's a warm feeling.
Love is a strong feeling that you have for somebody.
I think love is like the reciprocation, being able to give and then receive in equal or close to equal amounts, so between two people.
Is having a heart and loving yourself. Love. And peace. Peace on earth is love.
Love is when you care more about somebody else than you care about yourself. You want to see them have what they need more than anything else in the world.
I mean, an hour ago I thought love is when you care about somebody, you could, you know, heck of much. But now I think love is like, you know, it's financial, it's emotional, you know, you willing to have kids with that person.
Love.
Yeah.
Something you feel from inside. That's it.
That's it.
Are you in love?
Yes, I'm in love.
Yay!
Everyone who has witnessed the growth process of a child from the moment of birth on sees clearly that before language is known, before the identity of caretakers is recognized, babies respond to affectionate care. Usually they respond with sounds or looks of pleasure. As they grow older, they respond to affectionate care by giving affection. Learning faulty definitions of love when we are quite young makes it difficult to be loving as we grow older. We start out committed to the right path, but go in the wrong direction. Most of us learn early on to think of love as a feeling. To begin by always thinking of love as an action rather than a feeling is one way in which anyone using the word in this manner automatically assumes accountability and responsibility. We are often taught we have no control over our feelings, yet most of us accept that we choose our actions, that intention and will inform what we do. We also accept that our actions have consequences. To think of actions shaping feelings is one way we rid ourselves of conventionally accepted assumptions, such as that parents love their children or that one simply falls in love without exercising will or choice. When we understand love as the will to nurture our own and another's spiritual growth, it becomes clear that we cannot claim to love if we are hurtful and abusive. Love and abuse cannot coexist. Abuse and neglect are, by definition, the opposites of nurturance and care. To truly love, we must learn to mix various ingredients: care, affection, recognition, respect, commitment, and trust, as well as honest and open communication. This ending note has come directly from chapter 1 from the book All About Love by Bell Hooks. I encourage folks to think about their definition of love. How do you define love? What does love mean to you? How do you exercise love in your life on the daily? This has been Taishi for Full Circle.